Go ahead, Mataji. Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Kala Sudha Mataji. Mataji is going to enlighten us on the topic, the Nectarian Mellows of Sri Namastakam. Hare Krishna Mataji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Srila Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this Namastakam. Thank you so much, Mataji. I'll hand out the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We will start with some invocation prayers. Om Agyanati Nirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Radharatha Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaura Katha Dhamadaya Nagara Grama Thaline. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangur Langayate Kirim Yat Kripatamaham Vante Shri Gurum Vinatarinam Paramaranda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hari Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. So from today we are starting the Nectarian Mellows of Sri Namashtakam. This Sri Namashtakam has been very beautifully given to us by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. And we will try to understand the Namashtakam, the glories of Sri Namashtakam by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and the mercy of all of our Guru Vargas. So we start with verse 1 of Sri Namashtakam. Nikhila Shruti Mauli Rata Mala Dyuti Nirajita Pada Panka Janta Ayi Mokta Kule Upasya Manam Parita Swam Harinama Samtrayami. Translation. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishad, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadeva. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. So here, in this verse of Sri Namashtakam, the first verse of Sri Namashtakam, we see that how Srila Rupa Goswami is describing Sri Harinam as a personality. So it is sometimes very difficult for us to understand that how the holy name can be a person. It's very, very difficult for us to understand that, you know, in a contaminated state, to understand that Harinam, the holy name, can have a personality. It's very tough to understand. It's just a name. And what is in a name, you know? Sometimes we feel that the name, it's maximum, which is just a noun. You know, how can it be a person? But with Krishna, everything is absolute. Krishna, when we say Krishna, he is actually present and he is dancing upon our tongues. So the name Krishna and Krishna himself is non-different. So therefore, in connection with Krishna, even the name has a personality. The name is in fact said to be more merciful than Krishna himself. Krishna has many conditions. When we want to seek shelter of Krishna, Krishna has many, many conditions. We've discussed this many, many times before. But holy name is so merciful that it is explained in the glories of the holy name that anyone who even unintentionally, if they are chanting, even by mistake, like say for example, if a person's name is Krishna, and if they call out, "Hey Krishna, what are you doing?" Krishna immediately listens that somebody took my name. In fact, it is said that some words which have the holy name, which is sometimes used in a very negative terminology, like the word haram, you know, it's used in a very negative terminology, but that word has the word Ram in it. The glories of the, you know, name of Lord Ram is present in the name of Haram. So therefore, anyone who's saying Haram gets the glory of chanting the holy names. That is how munificent the holy names are, how magnanimous the holy names are. So that is why this Hare Krishna mantra is called the Maha Mantra. It is the great chant for deliverance. It is not something ordinary. It's not something definitely not mundane. And therefore, in the previous ages, many times we are asked this question that was this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra present even in the previous ages? Yes, it was. But in fact, in those ages, it was chanted as a secret mantra. It was not distributed freely because of the potency of this mantra, because of the special characteristics that are inbuilt in this particular mantra. It was only chanted by very, very qualified brahmanas, that too not in the open, but when they would take bath in the sacred holy rivers, they would stand, you know, just like how nowadays, you know, the brahmanas chant their Gayatri in secret. We are not allowed to say it out loud. Similarly, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra used to be chanted in the previous ages in this particular way, very secretive. And only qualified brahmanas would be able to chant this Maha Mantra. But it is by the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who came from Goloka Vrindavan. And when Mahaprabhu descended, he brought with him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he was the one who freely distributed this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without any qualification, without any discrimination to each and every one. There's no prerequisites to chanting the holy name. Anybody can partake in the chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada says, even a child can take part, an old person can take part, even a dog can take part, even a cat can take part. One time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the garden. You know, they have a very beautiful garden in the Los Angeles temple. And that garden is known as Srila Prabhupada's garden, because Prabhupada would love to chant japa in that particular garden. It is still maintained till today as Srila Prabhupada's garden. And Mother Govinda Dasi recollects that she was chanting at that time with Srila Prabhupada, and she was sitting right next to Prabhupada and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And because they were out in the garden, Mother Govinda noticed that there was a little tiny slug, you know, like a snail, like a small slug, which was slithering by. And Mother Govinda said, "Ew, look, a slug." And she, you know, because they're slimy creatures, and she just went, "Ew," you know. But Srila Prabhupada immediately noticed that reaction of Mother Govinda. And Srila Prabhupada, with tears in his eyes, he told Mother Govinda that, "Please chant for the poor creature." And when Mother Govinda saw that kind of compassion in the eyes of her spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, till today she says that she chants to slugs and to other living entities, because Srila Prabhupada, that is the mood, that not only we are purified by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, but any living entity who hears the transcendental sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, they are delivered. Srila Prabhupada in fact said the ether, the entire sound vibration of the atmosphere is purified when we chant the holy names. That is the potency of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so potent, it is so glorious, that, you know, we all know that Krishna, when he descends, Krishna is always accompanied by his consort, who is none other than Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani always accompanies Krishna whenever he descends. So Sri Harinam Prabhu also has a consort. You know, because Harinam Prabhu is the holy name. So holy name also has a consort. And that consort is none other than Srimati Radharani. And in the form of the holy name, she accompanies Harinam Prabhu as his consort in the form of Vidya Vadhu. That is the name of Srimati Radharani, who manifests as the consort of Sri Harinam Prabhu, which is Vidya Vadhu. In fact, in the Sri Shikshashtakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stresses upon this point. In the very first verse, Sri Mahaprabhu, he is actually glorifying Srimati Radharani and Vidya Vadhu. The first verse of Sri Shikshashtakam, as told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha davadmini vatanam shrinya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidya vadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budhivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam Sarvatmasnapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Kirtanam. So here, in this first verse of Sri Shikshashtakam, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying that glory be to the chanting of the holy names, to Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust that is accumulated for years, and it extinguishes the fire of conditioned life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. Vidya Vadhu, Vidya Vadhu is, Vadhu means the queen. And Vidya is knowledge. So the consort of Harinam Prabhu is the queen of knowledge, who accompanies Harinam Prabhu as his consort, is none other than Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani is the one who gives us, along with her Vidya, she also gives Anandam Bhivardhanam. She is the one who gives the bliss in the chanting of the holy names. Just by her mercy is the one that we actually are given the experience of, you know, relishing the holy name. That is Srimati Radharani. So accompanied with Harinam Prabhu is Vidya Vadhu. So this was something, a very, very sweet realization that was shared by us very recently, and that's why I thought of sharing it with you about Vidya Vadhu. That the consort of Srimati, the consort of Sri Harinam Prabhu is Srimati Radharani manifesting as Vidya Vadhu. So by the mercy, even in this first verse of Namashtakam, Srila Rupa Goswami, who is none other than Sri Rupa Manjari, who is very, very dear to Srimati Radharani. Rupa Manjari is, you know, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, who in the spiritual world is the leader of all the Manjaris, under whom all of the servitors render their special secretive services to the transcendental divine couple, Shri Radha and Shyamasundara. So Sri Rupa Manjari is glorifying the holy name in this very light of Vidya Vadhu. Because we need to understand that Rupa Manjari or Sri Rupa Goswami will automatically start the stuti of glorifying the holy name, but he will never leave out Srimati Radharani. So here in this particular first verse of Srinamashtakam, a very, very beautiful meaning of Srimati Radharani is also hidden right here in this first verse of Srinamashtakam. So reading the translation one more time, Rupa Goswami is saying, O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala. Shruti means Shruti and Smriti, which is the combination of the Vedas. So, Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala, that what is, you know, glorifying in the holy name is what is glorified in all of the Vedas, the cream of essence of all of the Vedas, is this string of gems, which is like the crown jewel of all the Vedas, which is none other than the Pada Pankaja, the lotus feet of the holy names. So who is the best worshipper of the lotus feet of the holy name? It is Vidya Vadhu. Therefore, that's why the Shruti and the Vedas are talked about over here, which is the hidden way of glorifying Srimati Radharani, that the personification of all the Vidya, Srimati Radharani, who is like the crown jewel of all the Vedas, Sri Radhe herself, is worshipping constantly the lotus feet of her beloved consort, Sri Harinam Prabhu. So this is how the first verse of Sri Srila Rupa Goswami, he is glorifying the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna. And he concludes the first verse by saying, you are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadeva. Many, many places we see this. Even in Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraja, that how Lord Shiva is glorifying, that Srimati Radharani is also glorified by Munindra Vrinda Vandite, Triloka Shoka Harini, that how Srimati Radharani is actually worshipped by all the, you know, great sages headed by Narada and Lord Shiva. Srila Shukadev Goswami, all of these personalities are worshipping the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And here, it is mentioned by Srila Rupa Goswami Pad that the Harinam, the holy name, is being adored. Adored means not just, you know, not just loved, not just liked, but they adore the holy name. They just are so much in adoration and so much in admiration of the holy name. They are worshipping the holy name. And such liberated souls who are headed by Sri Narad Muni and Sri Nishikadev Goswami. So, O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you, of your lotus feet. You know, recently we were having a holy name retreat by Srila Ramapada Swami Maharaj, and Maharaj was explaining that when we chant the holy names, we should beg permission from the holy name to reveal its potency to us, so that we can chant the holy names. And how can we render service to the holy name? How can we actually please the holy name? These are some of the points that kindled, you know, all of our thinking processes during that retreat. So it made us think that whatever we are chanting, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's not an ordinary chant. It is in fact a personality. It is a person. Harinam is a Prabhu. That's why we say Sri Harinam Prabhu. There's a reason behind this. Because when we chant the holy names, it is, you know, in our mundane concept of life, we cannot really immediately relate a name directly to a personality. When we say a name of a personality, once we say the name, the personality automatically comes. But we don't think that that person is the name. But with Krishna, that is the case. That Harinam Prabhu is an individual personality. He has his own lotus feet. He has his own divine personality. He has his own different natures. And his nature is just like Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, filled with magnanimity. That's why he is more merciful than Krishna. That's why he does not discriminate who is chanting his name. He appears on the tongue of the even most sinful of all people. That's how merciful holy names are. Harinam Prabhu is. And the merciful potency of the Harinam Prabhu is increased, or it is manifested in its completeness, because he is accompanied by his consort Vidyavadhu, Srimati Radharani. So like this, we need to understand the glories of the holy name, that the glories of the holy names is not something very mundane, or it is not something that we are just having a mindless chant. Srila Prabhupada would always stress on this particular point, that when we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should always be conscious of chanting each and every syllable when we are pronouncing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes we tend to eat up the last two Hares in the speed of our chanting. But we should be consciously pronouncing each and every syllable of this Maha Mantra. You know, when we chant the Maha Mantra, there are three P's which are the success formula to chanting the holy names. The first P is pronunciation. When we chant the holy name, we should be very, very conscious of how we are pronouncing the holy name. We should not say, just because we want to complete our rounds, we chant with such great speed that we chant like this. That's not the way we chant. Krishna will say, oh, this person is not even calling out to me. Harinam Prabhu will say, this person is not even chanting my name. How will they respond if we are not calling out to them properly? So we have to say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then Harinam Prabhu will listen. Oh yes, this soul is calling out to me. We have to cry out to them. We have to reach out. If we are just saying, you know, Prabhupada also said in one of our japa workshops, Srila Jayaprakasa Maharaj, he was once saying that sometimes in our speed of chanting the holy name, we tend to chant like this. Kis 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 bam bam, kis kis bam bam, kis kis bam bam, kis kis bam bam. So what are we saying? We are actually just talking something totally different than the Mahamantra. It's ridiculous. How will we have any effect of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? There's no Krishna in it, there's no Ram in it, but we are just still chanting our 16 Rams. That's not the way to chant. We should be very, very clear in our pronunciation of the Mahamantra. Each and every syllable of the holy name should be uttered very, very clearly, very consciously. That is the first P of the formula. Second P is our posture. What is our posture when we are sitting and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? If we are sitting and chanting, if we are in a very slouching way, and if we are, you know, not very properly sitting, like in an erect position or, you know, in a conscious position, then it is very easy for us to get down into the slumber of ignorance and to just go down into our sleep. So therefore, we should have, you know, a very comfortable sitting position. Some devotees, they like to, you know, walk and chant, and devotees who sit and chant, they sit very attentively. The posture is very, very important because it helps us in relishing the holy name. And the third P is in light to what Srila Prabhupada talked about, the glories of the holy name. He said that this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not a mindless repetition of any name. It's not a mindless chant. But this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a prayer. That the third P signifies prayer. That we are praying, we are begging to the holy name, that, O Sri Radhe, O Krishna, the all-attractive one, O Rama, the reservoir of all pleasure, I am drowning in an ocean of misery. Please lift me up and engage me in your transcendental service. This is the meaning of the holy name. This is the prayer that when we are chanting, this should constantly go on in the back of our minds while we are just attentively hearing the holy name. Once we keep hearing, listening very attentively each and every syllable that is coming out of our mouth, that's when we will truly realize one day, that day will definitely come, when we will realize that when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Krishna is actually dancing on our tongue. In the same way that Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya and destroyed all of his ego, destroyed all of his anarthas, and completely took out all negativity. Krishna literally kicked out all the negativity of Kaliya by dancing on Kaliya's hoods. Similarly, when we chant the holy name, if we can beg the holy name, we can beg Harinam Prabhu to allow us to realize that Krishna is actually dancing on our tongue, and by that dancing, Krishna is kicking out all of our anarthas, all of our negativities, all of our, you know, bad thoughts that are there in our minds, completely purifying us. You know, when we churn yogurt, and when you add water into it, you keep churning, what happens? The butter starts floating on the top. In this regard, there's a very beautiful story. Once, there was a frog who mistakenly dived into a pot of buttermilk, you know, like yogurt, dived into a pot of yogurt. So didn't know what to do. Just didn't know what to do. It was almost, you know, frogs, they can swim, but they can't really keep swimming for too long. They need some kind of surface. So this frog was drowning, but it didn't give up hope. It did not give up hope. It kept, you know, just moving all of its four limbs, almost like swimming like that, with all of its four limbs. And by that, it was creating a churning process within that pot. And by that churning process, there was a lump of butter that started floating on the top. And that frog jumped on that lump of butter and then jumped out of the pot. That is the determination of the frog, that it was in such a terrible situation of drowning, but it never gave up hope. The frog never gave up hope, never said, oh, now I'm drowning in this ocean of butter, in this ocean of yogurt. What will I do? It did not give up hope. It kept beating on with its limbs, kept swimming, kept swimming, kept swimming. And then finally, with the butter coming up like that, it jumped on the butter and came out of the pot. Similarly, if we keep struggling in our material existence, and in that same time, constantly use our hands, use our ears, use our mouths in constantly chanting the holy name, we will be like that frog, and this holy name will provide us that lifeboat on which we can jump up and get out of this material world. That is the glory of the holy name. That it provides us that lifeboat which will, make us get out of this material world. And that lifeboat has also manifested in the form of the ship of ISKCON. And our spiritual masters are captains of the ship. And they're taking the ship back home, back to Godhead. It is going to dock at the port of Goloka Vrindavan as long as we continue to stay on that ship. Let's not jump down. There may be holes. There may be water gushing in. There may be many faults that are happening around us. But as long as we stay in the ship of ISKCON, there is complete guarantee that one day we will reach the shores of Goloka Vrindavan, where we will see Krishna and all of his associates, open arms ready to welcome us into Goloka Vrindavan. That is the guarantee of Srila Prabhupada. And all of that, that strength, that potency to stay on the ship of ISKCON, comes only by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada says that 98% of our advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on our japa. So we must be very, very, very conscious of giving our first priority to the holy name. That is how the holy name will reveal its potency to us one day or the other. We have to keep expressing our desire to Krishna, that Krishna, please allow me to realize that you are actually present on my tongue, dancing on my tongue, as soon as I say Krishna. When will that day come, O Krishna, that I can realize that? Allow me to realize that. This is the prayer that we must chant with. This is how we must relish the holy name. And this is the same way that is explained that Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they also would constantly be absorbed in chanting the holy names. It is said that when we are in this material world, most of us, we've received Harinam Diksha, where we receive the holy name from our spiritual master, the official, way that he initiates us into the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, making us Achyuta Gotras and making us the family. We then become Vasudeva Kutumbakam. We become part of Krishna's family. And then we are officially initiated into this process of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And that potency comes along with it. It is already there. It is up to us how much we want to utilize it. And therefore, if you see that from Srila Prabhupada, including all of our Guru Vargas, whenever they write to us any letter, what is the first word they write? They say, my dear so-and-so, please accept my blessings. What does accept my blessings mean? That my blessings is always there with you. But it is up to us how much we want to accept it. How much are we willing to accept it? That is up to us. And that is why they always write, please accept my blessings. wholeheartedly. Let us accept that blessing. Let us accept that mercy. This beautiful benediction is in the palm of our hands. We have the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We have the beads in our hands. It is up to us with what and how much potency we want to accept it. So it is said that when we are initiated into the parampara, after a few years, we are also given Brahman Diksha, which is second initiation. And that, you know, the Pancharatrik Vidhi of accepting Brahman Diksha is that it gives us some qualification to worship the deity, to cook for the spiritual master, to render more personal and intimate service. That Pancharatrik Gayatri Mantras, they give us that qualification to render these special services. But Srila Prabhupada says that these Pancharatrik Mantras, these Gayatri Mantras, are not existing in the spiritual world. That we do not chant Gayatri in the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada says, he explains that just like in a chemical reaction, if you are running a chemical, you know, reaction, you know the work that is done by a catalyst? A catalyst is there to fasten the process of a chemical reaction. That is the job of a catalyst. So Srila Prabhupada explains Gayatri Mantras exactly in that light. He says that we are so fallen, so much in our material, you know, cloud conditioning state that we cannot directly or with that same full potency cannot relish the holy name. So to fasten our process of, or to expedite our process of being able to relish the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are given the Gayatri Mantras, which act like that catalyst for us to be able to relish the Maha Mantra sooner. That is the work of the Gayatri Mantras. But Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is present now. It's present in the spiritual world too. It's an eternal mantra. Srimati Radharani and the gopis, the manjaris, even Krishna himself is actually chanting the holy names. That's what is written, that even Krishna himself chants the holy names. Srimati Radharani does. That the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is present in Goloka Vrindavan. But there we don't need to chant the Gayatri Mantras. So in Goloka Vrindavan it is explained that, you know, in the Nectar of Devotion, there is a particular quote that it is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami there that when Srimati Radharani first saw Krishna, she suddenly became conscious of all transcendental happiness and the functions of her different limbs were stunned. When Lalita, her constant companion, whispered into her ear the holy name of Krishna, Radharani immediately opened her eyes wide. This is an instance of alertness caused by hearing the sound of Krishna's name. So this is how in the spiritual world, you know, when they get into, you know, it is said that when Krishna comes in front of Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani just focuses on a particular limb of Krishna and she cannot move her doe-like eyes away from that particular limb of Krishna. If she just sees that, oh, look at the way Krishna's fingers are moving on his flute, that particular day, she cannot see anything other than the few fingers of Krishna's lotus hands. That is how mesmerized Srimati Radharani becomes when Krishna comes in front of her. And to bring her out of that ecstasy, Lalita Devi whispers Krishna's name in her ear, and then she, you know, starts becoming conscious and starts, you know, doing things for Krishna. Otherwise, she is in a state of shock just looking at Krishna. That is the glory of the holy name. That it wakes us up. It revives us. into the existence of Krishna, to realize the existence of Krishna. That is the potency of the holy name. Just like how in the Gopi Gita, the gopis and Srimati Radharani, when they were searching for Krishna, they say in one of the verses, in fact in text 9, you know, the most famous verse of Gopi Gita, the gopis are saying that the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by great learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon those who hear them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. This is the glory of the chanting of the holy name. That anybody who chants this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra immediately will have the potency by which they can realize the personality of Krishna. That is how glorious this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is. And to explain the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can understand how important it is for us to seek shelter of Srimati Radharani. Just like in this first verse, how, you know, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is actually seeking shelter of Srimati Radharani by addressing her as the crown jewel of all the Vedas. And that she is seeking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet by worshipping his lotus feet in the form of holy name. And in the form of her being Vidyavadhu, she is seeking and serving the Harinam Prabhu. So in this way we understand that, let us see how many times Hare is present in the Maha Mantra. If we see, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, 8 times. Radharani's name, Hare, is present 8 times in the Maha Mantra. Krishna is also mentioned only 4 times. Rama is mentioned 4 times. But Srimati Radharani, her name is mentioned 8 times in the Maha Mantra. So that itself should give us a hint that how important it is for us to seek shelter of Srimati Radharani, of Vidyavadhu, of Sri Radhe. So similarly, Lord Shiva, you know, he's also glorifying Srimati Radharani here in his Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraja. In the last two verses of Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraja, in 11 and 12, Lord Shiva is saying, Ananta koti Vishnu loka namra padma jarchite himadrija puloma jau virincha java raprade Aparati dhiri dhidhikta satpadanguli nakhe kada karisha sihama kripa kataksha O goddess worshipped by Brahma, O goddess to whom countless millions of Vaishnavas bow down, O goddess who give blessings to Parvati, Shachi, and Saraswati, O goddess whose toenails are anointed with limitless opulences and mystic perfection, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? To Srimati Radharani's toenails, her lotus feet, has mystic perfection. You know, Apara Siddhi Riddhi Digdha Sat Padangali Nakhin, that all kinds of mystic perfections are there, you know, magical perfections are there if we seek shelter of Srimati Radharani. In her lotus feet, there's magic. Magic is that as soon as we seek shelter of that golden lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, magically, all of our negativities evaporate, all disappear. That is the mystic perfection of seeking shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And that's why it is said that countless and millions of Vaishnavas, not just Vaishnavas, even Devatas and Devis, they are seeking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Radhe. Text 12 is saying, Makeshwari Kriyeshwari Swadheshwari Sureshwari Triveda Khara Teshwari Pramana Shasha Neshwari Rameshwari Kshameshwari Pramoda Kananeshwari Vrajeshwari Vrajadhite Shriradhike Namostute. A queen of Vedic sacrifices, O queen of pious activities, O queen of the material world, O queen of the demigods, O queen of Vedic scholarship, O queen of knowledge, O queen of the goddess of fortune, O queen of patience, O queen of Vrindavan, the forest of happiness, O queen of Raja, O empress of Raja, O Sri Radhe, obeisances unto you. So with these verses, if we seek shelter of Srimati Radharani, then Sri Harinam Prabhu will truly bestow all of his potency upon us, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, all of our Guru Vargas, all of the sadhus, we will one day be able to realize that Krishna is indeed dancing upon our tongue when we say Hare Krishna. So with this, we'll end here today. If there's any questions, comments, or reflections, we can take that now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kunasudha Mataji. Very, very wonderful narration, explanation. And after a very long time, to hear your nectarian voice. Thank you. Very, very wonderful.
Thank you, Komati Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvar Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Welcome back, Mataji, after a very, very long time. We were eagerly waiting for your Nectarian lecture, and you're back. So happy to hear that, Mataji. And wonderful lecture. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I'm very happy to, you know, have all of your association back again. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Mataji, for a very beautiful class. Mataji, I have a question. You are telling that chanted Krishna name is also having the same potency of chanting properly. Then why we are talking about the 10 offenses and how do we understand both, Mataji? Can you explain me, Mataji?
Very nice question, Vinaya. Yes. of course, you know, just like fire does not, you know, consider that if a child comes in front of the fire will not think, oh, this is a child. This child does not know that I will burn. And if the child comes and puts hand in the fire will burn the child also. The fire will not think, oh, the child does not know that I can burn. You know? So similarly, that is the potency of the holy name. That even without understanding, if we are by mistakenly also chanting the holy name, then we get that much potency. Then just imagine how much potency we will get if we understand the actual, you know, potency of the holy name and we chant with full intelligence. Then how much more we can reap the benefit of chanting the holy name. So therefore, you know, when we are handling fire, people who don't know how to handle fire, they can be easily burnt. But those who know how to handle fire, they can utilize the fire in, you know, even making themselves feel warm, in cooking their food, in utilizing it for so many different purposes, if we have the knowledge how to use fire. So similarly, we also, when we practice the holy name, when we chant the holy name, if we are in knowledge of what the potency of the holy name is, what the offenses are which we need to avoid when we chant the holy names, then we know that, okay, if we do it in this way, then how do we get maximum benefit? There is benefit if we chant mistakenly. There is benefit, no doubt about it. But how to get the super benefit, how to get the maximum benefit of chanting the holy name is what we are practicing through sadhana bhakti. That is why it is important for us to know what is the 10 offenses of the holy names, how do we avoid those offenses, how to actually chant and seek shelter of the holy name. That's why that is important. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much for such a detailed explanation, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Sorry. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you for class. the question I have is, would you please spell out what it actually means to take shelter of Srimati Radharani? I'm thinking that it's a multifaceted process, or can we simply say just by trying to adhere to the instructions of one's spiritual master, since he or she is, you know, confidential servant of Radharani, you know, if you just follow that one instruction alone, or are there other aspects of that process that you would suggest?
Well, thank you so much for the wonderful question, Mataji, and you have given the answer yourself. So yes, if we just follow the instructions given by our spiritual master, who is a confidential servitor of Srimati Radharani, that in itself is seeking shelter of Srimati Radharani. Because, you know, when Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mame Kam Sharanam Vraja, what does Krishna mean? That simply seek shelter of me, surrender to me. What does Krishna mean by that? Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that surrendering to Krishna means to listen to what he is saying, to follow the instructions that Krishna is giving. And who gives us the instructions that Krishna is giving? Our spiritual master. So if we simply adhere to the words of our spiritual master, then that in itself is seeking shelter of the divine couple. So, yes, simply, you know, following what our spiritual masters have told us, we just do that. That is seeking shelter of Srimati Radharani. We don't have to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we are just following the instructions of our Guru Maharajas in our life, that is the way that we seek shelter of Srimati Radharani.
Okay, Mataji, thank you very much.
Thank you for the beautiful question. Thank you. Any other questions?
Thank you very much, Mataji, for the very, very beautiful question, and welcome back. Welcome back to the course. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you. So if there's no more questions, should we end here?
Mataji, I have a question.
Yes.
My question was, like, when we're chanting the holy name, I know you mentioned in the lecture also that this needs to be like a prayer when we are begging mm-hmm. for the mercy of Radharani and Krishna. To enter our hearts. Now, question is, like, when we are chanting, we need to focus on the vibration. We need to focus on each and every word to be said clearly. And we have mm-hmm. to do it repeatedly and repeatedly. Initially, mm-hmm. that prayer might be there. I'm talking purely from my point of view. I'm sure the others must be doing it in a much, much better way. But for me, after some time, it's more like when we are, if I can only do one thing. I'm not able to do parallel tasking of doing the prayer form, having the prayer mood, and also focusing on the vibration. So it's very, mm-hmm. very hard. So how mm-hmm. do I try to reconcile the two to have both? That's my question.
It's a very, very beautiful question. Thank you so much for that. You know, in the initial stages and even... You know, for me personally, I'm in the same, exact same position as you are. So what I personally do, I'll just share that with you. When I chant the holy names, I definitely try to focus on each and every syllable, you know, just trying to listen very attentively. But when I come to the head bead, you know, when I come to the Krishna bead, that's when I chant the Guru Pranam Mantra, I chant Prabhupada's Pranam Mantra, I chant Panchatattva Pranam Mantra. That's when I say the prayer. At that point is when I say the prayer, and I then again start chanting the Maha Mantra. And then again, when I finish the next round, I say the prayer, and then again start chanting. So that in itself will, one day, I'm hoping, that one day we'll be able to do multitasking, you know. But at least for now, you know, this is the way that we can do it. Does that help?
I think that's an excellent idea. I never ever thought about it. Thank you. That's nice. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you for that practical question. Very nice. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Should we go ahead and end the call?
वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंदकी जय नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय शील प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण सीमा माता जी की जय थैंक यू सो मच
अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंदकी जय थैंक यू ऑल सो मच हरे कृष्णा
थैंक यू
हरि बोल